Coffee and Faith with Rachel Reaver.
Ever been stuck waiting? Sometimes that job, client, business partner, house, or insert goal seems to be taking forever. And it can be easy to spiral down into that it's never going to happen delusion. I say delusion because that is exactly what it is. For every action, there's a reaction. And as long as you are taking steps, no matter how small they seem to be at the time, there will be a breakthrough. It's spiritual law. But sometimes we have to fight harder or differently for that breakthrough. I know my patience has been tested more times than I can count. Before I got my first job in TV, I was rejected at least 20 times from other roles. Your mind is a funny thing. It's there to protect you, but sometimes it can sabotage you into believing things that are not true, but feel true based on your experience in that moment. After all, what you focus on persists. So if you're waiting for your breakthrough, here's some tips to prevent you from having a total breakdown and to help you keep an eye on the prize while you wait for your dreams to come to pass. Number one, remind yourself that timing is everything. You have no idea how many factors have to slot into place before your breakthrough appears. It's not just about you being ready. It's about the circumstances, the people, the opportunity being just right for you to be a part of it. While you may feel ready, the other parts or people may not. If you meet your future spouse, but they aren't in a good place to recognize you, who you are to them, it won't be happily ever after. Your dream job may be not so dreamy right now. Something in that team might need to shift before you come in. Or it might be you. You may still have some lessons you need to take in. It's hard to hear, but sometimes we are blocking our own breakthrough. So look at where you're at and ask God, what do I need from this experience? I promise you, when it happens, you won't be shortchanged. You will feel just right. Number two, refocus and wait joyfully. I don't own a crystal ball. I have no idea when your breakthrough is going to happen. But I know this, how you live waiting is how you live life. Before I moved to London, I knew for at least a year I was going to make this move. But a lot had to fall into place before I could get on that plane. A visa, money, resigning from my job, selling things. It wasn't done in 2 weeks. I had a 6-month waiting period of just waiting for my next season. But instead of hating every day, I refocused on my health and made running and cooking my main focus. I spent time with people who I knew I wouldn't have time with to down the road. I filled my schedule with things that would serve and make me happy. I didn't stop waiting for my breakthrough, but instead of pining for it, I made myself another goal for the transition period. It took up my time and energy and helped me stay positive until I received my visa and could book my ticket. Remember, it's worth the wait. Most people don't try new things because it makes them uncomfortable or they can't be bothered waiting. Or they settle for second best and think this will do because they become tired of waiting. I know this, when you are ready to throw in the towel is usually when your breakthrough is right around the corner. In Proverbs 3:5, it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to him and he will make your path straight. Life seems to test you to the limit and then it gives you a breather. If you can stick it out, your breakthrough is always closer than you think. Keep going. It's always worth it in the end. If you need some coaching or God-sense advice, I'd love to hear from you. Email rachel@rachelreva.com with your coaching question and I'll provide some support in an upcoming segment.